Do you know who Anonymous is?
I don't want to say, but you'd be surprised.
Boom. Boom. How about the dunk? Boom.
Welcome to this Christian Patriot News Update. The shills, and I'll include the black pillars and the trolls, are all going nuts. Something huge must be coming this week. Lots more winning in store. I'm enjoying the movie, and it's coming soon to a theater near you. I'll go through the meaning of H plus C equals D. D equals the start of the mass awakening of what's happening in the White House, the ABC organization, such as your corrupt CIA, FBI, and DOJ, just to name a few, including state departments and bad actors, both foreign and domestic. Post-D, and I'll tell you that part now. Post-D class comes many I's, and that I's stands for indictments. To the right, expect a lot more to become public. Think unsealing. Folks, let the unsealing begin. We'll discuss an Anon coming up with advice for Q and the team to overcome the brainwashing and propaganda of the fake news media. He says, you guys dropping real videos along with indictments helps a lot with overcoming that. And what kind of real videos might they drop? Is the stage set for a drop of HRC, that's Hillary, Rotten Clinton, plus, raw videos, 5x5, X. Our video 5774, Patriots Have It All, reread regarding stage. This will be the nail in many coffins, the liberal undoing, impossible to defend, toxic to those connected. That's a reference to child sex trafficking happening within the Clinton Foundation, along with the harvesting of adrenochrome and human organs. I'll warn you ahead of time, today's video is rated R. At least, viewer discretion is very strongly advised. A surging national debt means big gains for gold. The debt ceiling drama ended with nominal budget cuts and a shiny new credit card with no limit for the federal government. The first business day after, the U.S. Treasury increased our national debt by over $350 billion. It's no wonder Google searches for how to buy gold hit record levels in 2023. It's as simple as calling the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service from Patriots Protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group has the No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical, gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
In my introduction, I shared Q drops 1673 and 1678, both 5-year deltas, lots more winning in store. This Anon is enjoying the movie, and we got shills, and I also included black pillars and trolls are going nuts tonight. Something huge must be coming this week. Here's Q drop 3353, originally posted July 8th of 2019, so it's an upcoming 4-year delta. What happens when those who held positions of power and influence no longer pull the strings? What happens when blackmail no longer works? Do you become a liability? And then we get this H in parentheses leads to CDI. And a lot of different Anons thought that the H in parentheses was a reference to Hillary. It's not. The reason it's in parentheses is it refers to John Huber and the John Huber Report. And that leads to Comey and the D-class and indictments. It's sign Q. The next drop goes into it in greater detail. 3354, where Q opens with this image. The storm has arrived. Just because the public is unaware of something does not mean nothing is happening. Remember this, the Q team and the plan is 80% dark ops. It's covert. It's happening behind the scenes. Right now, we just get 20% is public for justice. Mueller hearing, a tactic meant to delay, and then we get the H in parentheses. That's the Huber report. Huber report release necessary prior to, and then we see what that C means. We get C, Comey release. H in parentheses plus C in the kill box for the Comey report equals the D class. And that's the start of the mass awakening to all of the corruption within the White House, the ABC organizations, the State Department, bad actors, both foreign and domestic. Post D, meaning D class, after the D class comes many eyes. That's indictments. When blackmail no longer holds due to loss of senior level key government positions and 11th hour testimony, those previously protected become prey. Hunters become the hunted. God wins, signed Q. Between drops 3554 and 3369 on your screen now are a bunch of drops where Q includes Epstein Island photos, Bill Clinton, Rachel Handler, the Clinton Foundation. Later, Q gets into the Rothschilds, specifically Lindy Rothschild and Gloria Vanderbilt, who is Anderson Cooper's mom. Drop 3369 opens with the tweet. It's on the right-hand side of your screen, and it concerns the corrupt propaganda media trying to frame Trump as an associate of Jeffrey Epstein. Attention mainstream media. We know you wish to connect Trump to Jeffrey Epstein, but you will discover that Trump is not in the flight log to Epstein's Little St. James, Lolita Island, not even once. Trump hitched a ride from Daytona Beach to New York City with Epstein's son once. Upon learning that Epstein had assaulted the 14-year-old daughter of an employee, Trump kicked Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago golf club and banned him for life. At Epstein's first arrest, Trump voluntarily went to the police to give a statement. The police commented that Trump could not have been more forthcoming. On Saturday, our favorite president once again reminded us exactly where he stands on the subject of child sex trafficking and the fake news.
I will use Title 42, which they ended, can you believe it, to end the child trafficking crisis by returning all trafficked children to their families and their home countries immediately. Jamie Comer and Jim Jordan and that whole group, they're doing a great job of exposing this corruption. But the fake news media back there, they don't want to talk about it. It's not even believable. They don't want to talk about it. But I think they're going to have to, because at some point they have to have some credibility. You know, their numbers down are about as low as anybody's ever seen. When I came in, the media was highly respected. Now the media is respected about less than almost any group. And I consider it an honor to have exposed the media as being corrupt, because it's a very important thing, I think. Because they're the ones that keep our country honest by fair reporting. But when you don't report the kind of things that are coming out on Biden, the Biden crime family, then everybody knows that you no longer have any credibility. That's why CNN is going out of business. They're virtually going. They don't even know if it's saleable.
In drop 3369, after the tweet on the right, Q says, the job of the media, 90% owned by six corporations, is not to inform the public of truth using facts, but to con the public using falsehoods and opinion to paint a narrative that is designed to keep the sheep in line in order to maintain control and regain power. People awake and united ends their control, their brainwashing. And Anon responded to what Q just said with, you guys dropping real videos along with indictments helps a lot with overcoming that. And that's a reference to the indoctrination campaign of the propaganda media. They're brainwashing. A few drops later, Q is going to discuss some of the potential real videos that may be disclosed. This drop ends, Sessions began the Epstein investigation. When that is revealed, those who doubted may see the light. The wheels of justice turn slow, but when they turn, they are powerful. 10 times speed, now underway. And keep in mind, that was in July of 2019. Imagine how fast things are moving now. And I get it, not fast enough for most of my audience. We have to be patient. It must be done right. It must be done by the book. Remember, Sessions began the Epstein investigation, and we discussed the Huber report. Remember, Huber and Horowitz are working with a prosecution team of 470, and that's why we have 420,000 plus sealed indictments. Unfortunately, those things are happening behind the scenes. Soon, it will all become public. Soon, there will be a public unsealing, and we'll see those videos that the deep state wants so desperately to keep in the shadows. The next drop, 3371, opens with this graphic featuring Jeff Sessions. It says, back in 2011, Peter Schweitzer published Throw Them All Out, a detailed examination of political corruption as it is actually practiced in the halls of Congress. In his investigation, Schweitzer found one single member of Congress against whom no allegations could be held, who had never taken a dime that was not his, and never cut any backroom deals. Had never, simply put, played the game. That individual was Jeff Sessions. That fact is all you need to know to understand why Donald Trump selected Sessions for the Department of Justice, and why Sessions has followed the course he has in taking on the Russia collusion coup effort. Sessions is the quintessential Eagle Scout. He will follow the rules down to the last subclause and will not make his move until every T has been crossed and every I dotted. Q is going to close this drop by sharing everything that we need to know as it relates to the public feud between Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions. Sometimes you need to, quote, take one for the team publicly before you are vindicated as a hero. And I'll skip ahead a few drops just to stay on Sessions. Q drop 3385 was originally posted July 9th of 2019. You didn't think the Epstein investigation began a few months ago, did you? It was all under the direction and oversight of AG Jeff Sessions. Expect a lot more to become public. Let the unsealing begin. Protect your family's hard-earned savings from Bidenflation and the decreasing value of the U.S. dollar. The Fed's fiat currency is monopoly money. Top experts agree gold and silver will both break all-time highs as the dollar continues to freefall. Call Jack and his team at the Patriot Gold Group today, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Tell them Christian sent you and get best-in-class service from Patriots protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row. And remember, when you support Christian Patriot News advertisers, you're supporting me and my beautiful wife and our work as digital soldiers sharing truth far and wide. Q drop 3376, originally posted July 8th of 2019, asks, is the stage set for a drop of Hillary, Rotten Clinton, plus raw video 5x5, XR video 5774. Remember, Patriots have it all. Reread regarding stage. This will be the nail in many coffins. The liberals undoing, impossible to defend, toxic to those connected. We must work together. And you notice that together, all caps, double meanings exist. If you break that word down, it could also say, we must work to get her. We are only as strong as your voice. You must organize and be heard. This is why they keep you divided and in the dark, weak. We are here to unite and provide truth, dark to light. Evil surrounds us. We are fighting for you. Where we go one, we go all. The choice to know will be yours. In the kill box, we get end. The choice to know will be yours in the end. And double meanings exist. This is the end of the satanic New World Order deep state criminal cabal. A public awakening is their greatest fear. This is over when we, the people, understand exactly what's happening behind the scenes. In the next graphic, and this is where it's going to get really, really, really bad, really, really fast. So if you have young children in the room, get them out immediately. Round two, look for these arrests coming included in the NXIVM cases related to Epstein cases. Stormy Daniels, her attorney, Wiener, Uma, Hillary, evidence from insurance files on Wiener's laptop. Three videos. Watch the dominoes fall, recruiting teen girls for NXIVM. Soon to be entered into evidence. Can't legally show them here. And I apologize because these videos get increasingly worse. Video 1, underage teen boy giving blood transfusion direct to Hillary Rotten Clinton. White coat doctor present, operating room setting procedure. Video 2, Uma, Hillary, sex with underage girl, bedroom setting. And I apologize in advance for video 3. This one's horrifying. HRC Uma and surgeon cutting off female child's face and nose with scalpel. Approximately 8 years old, Hillary and Uma taking said child's face and placing it on their own, dancing around the room as if celebrating. These people are sick, evil, sinister, and disgusting. The choice to know, in the end, will be yours. We have to share these truths far and wide. It's what I love about our favorite president. He's been the greatest president in the history of the United States in the way of protecting our children and exposing the satanic New World Order deep state criminal cabal and their crimes against our children, their crimes against humanity. Remember, Sound of Freedom comes out on the 4th of July. Make sure that you go and see it and bring someone who needs to understand these truths. That's what we do here on Christian Patriot News. We expose the lies and the criminality of our enemies and impart a little bit of truth each and every single show.
The most disturbing problems in our world today is human trafficking, and particularly the trafficking of children. Now, the first step in eradicating this crime is awareness. Go see Sound of Freedom.
When you think of principalities of good versus evil, every time you pray for them, you're moving angels in over them. So you're really afflicting them. They don't like the light on them. They want the demons around them. But there are sins that are unforgivable. And Jesus talks about those too. That's the rejection of the Holy Spirit. And that is a lot with this whole thing, with the children, that many of them will never ever get a chance because when a lot of these pedophiles, then when they do these sins, God is telling them, do you understand? This is it. And they do it anyway. And so, let the dead bury their dead at that point.
Why would they shun you?
Well, they did it immediately when I took the film. I was on all the studio lists. The Christian bigotry is the most accepted form of bigotry there is.
Eli Crane told me, there are no free shots on target when you're talking about spiritual warfare.
Michael the Archangel is a patron saint to the Navy SEALs. Do you know this prayer?
From my understanding, it's about the life of Tim Ballard, what he's doing, and what he's doing is saving children all across the world from being sex trafficked.
It's the guy that I come in, one of the worst trafficker pedophiles I've ever seen. And they pick this guy up, and this little boy, 5 years old, and he says, will you save my sister?
It's considered a modern form of slavery. The United States is the number one consumer and producer of child abuse content.
When you walk out of this film, your heart's on fire. This thing's unbelievable. It's an incredible movie. So we can't show you all that stuff that I've seen, but I can take you right to the edge.
The Department of Homeland Security estimates that child trafficking has an annual global profit of $150 billion.
In the interrogations that I got to see, you always hear another voice coming out of these guys. Like the devil speaking right through them. My body had to process this out in my dreams. And a lot of them I don't remember. I had to pray deeply. It motivated me to want to get these sons of bitches. If you weren't around, Tim Ballard, none of these children are going to live. And as hard as it has been for him, he was willing to take it in the heart for Jesus. This is to all of the agents that are out there that are very well aware of what's going on with the children, that know a lot, and that are scared from coming forward. You know, I did The Passion of the Christ, and we had, when the movie was over, two people that had committed murder came forward and turned themselves in. That was how powerful that film is. This one has the reverse. You watch it, you feel God's love and the power in this movie, Sound of Freedom, and it makes you unafraid. I was willing to come forward and speak truthfully on things like adrenochrome, organ harvesting, and was severely reprimanded by much of the media, and they claim their fact checkers knew more, but they don't know like you guys know. I put you up against them anytime, and so, but it was a burden that I was no longer burdened with anymore. My career I would never put in front of the children. And I just ask you to look in your heart, to go to the film Sound of Freedom, which is a phenomenal movie, which represents you. And let that be your word against what these liars have done for a long, long time. Your word, which is from God, and to speak the truth to the American people. My prayers are with you. I love you guys. Thank you for all the help that you gave me.
Some of you hearing my voice right now, you've been blessed tremendously by God in the area of finances. God gives some people a very special financial anointing, and they prosper in everything they do. And quite often, God gives such people a heart of generosity. Please contact me personally to step up and sponsor a show. My personal email address is christianpatriotnews@protonmail.com. It's on your screen now. Please use the subject line, sponsor a show. I'm not talking about advertising a product or a service. Those are advertisers. I'm talking about supporting me and my beautiful wife personally for our work as digital soldiers, sharing truth far and wide. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. We are truly grateful. Again, I apologize. I know that today was a very rough broadcast, and I know it's not for everyone. What do we do here on Christian Patriot News? Well, we expose the lies, the perversion, the corruption, and the evil of our adversary, and we share a little bit of truth every day, especially that truth which is infinitely most important. So now let's move from the corrupt to that which is perfect and absolutely pure in every single regard. Let's get started today in Ephesians 5. I'll just read a few verses for you, maybe through around 10 or so. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. This is where I think it gets really good. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. So what do we do every day? We expose the evil, the corruption, the lies of the enemy, and we impart truth, just like God's word tells us to do. Verse 12 says, it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. That is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So folks, what phase are we in? We're in the Great Awakening. So we are to wake people up to what's going on in the world around us, but especially wake people up to our Heavenly Father and His plan of salvation through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, for those of us who believe. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. They sure are. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. I like to read entire passages to give you verses in their context. So I read all of that to really focus on Ephesians 5:11 through 14. God's word encourages us, folks. Take no part in the unfruitful work of darkness, but instead expose them. You see, we are called to expose the enemy. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. So that is one thing that the enemy hates more than anything else, is having their evil exposed, having the truth revealed. Remember, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. This is the greatest truth, that whoever puts their faith in Christ will not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus' words in John chapter 14, verses 6, He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And nobody comes to the Father except through me. Folks, many times in the scripture, Jesus will refer to children, infants, and little ones. And at times He's referring to those who are young in faith. But specifically in Matthew chapter 19, beginning in verse 13, it says, and the heading is, Jesus blesses the children. It says, then people brought little children to Jesus for Him to place His hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. So, folks, when you have a heart like our Heavenly Father, and you have the heart of Christ, your heart will break for what breaks Jesus' heart. And I'll tell you this, Jesus' heart breaks over children being harmed. So let's share this message far and wide. Let's save our children. Q says that this will be the thing that unites humanity. We will be united. Left, right, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. Everybody should have a heart to look after our precious children.